logic class. Alone in the hush and pale of the lecture room, intruding on a presence nearly erased by time, the gentle cadence of the ne'er-to-be and the seductive arguments of scholars and savants syllogizing from the pulpit, pomp and innocence merging in a percussion upon my ears, beating until only numbness remains, and tattered empty benches and yellowing walls, and stillness as I wait. As class convenes, I quickly indicate in clear logician's diction of my eagerness to share my disposition to determine if we're here or there, or if instead we're neither here nor there. A student with a lisp who would have been dismissed by any academic dean or exorcist got up and shook his fist, proposing to assist by posing logic twists too cryptic to resist. If you were here or there, then if you weren't here, you would be there. If everybody isn't there, you'd certainly be here. But if you aren't here and aren't there, you can't be here or there. It's clear you can't be anywhere. But if you aren't there or aren't here, you could, of course, be anywhere, for then you could be here, which isn't there, or there, which isn't here, unless you're neither here nor there. And somewhere in the list of dictums missed amidst this syllogistic mist, there did indeed exist a philosophic gist that no one could enlist, since common sense insisted class should be dismissed.